So we've got new numbers around the cost of cutting down the health system backlogs. Meeting planned care targets proposed in February comes with a bill, as it turns out, of $723 million over 2 years. The former Health New Zealand chair, Rob Campbell's back with us. Morning.
Good morning, Mike.
When they come up with something like $723 million over a couple of years, in your experience, how fuzzy are those numbers, or are they, you know, to be relied on?
Oh, they can't be relied on, frankly. It's ridiculous to put a specific number like that on something of this kind. There'll be a wide range. You would call it an educated guess.
Having talked to medicos about this sort of thing before, is the problem the money or lack of it, or is the problem the lack of theatres and the lack of staff, even if you did have the money?
In particular, the staff is the biggest issue. And, you know, of course, these are operations, the backlog are operations that have already been funded for in previous years on estimates based by the same people that made these estimates. So this is a catch-up. But staffing is really the biggest issue. And one of the dangers of targets, Mike, there are good things about targets and there are difficulties with them. Sometimes if you get set a target, you set out and achieve that target. The issue is, what don't you do in order to achieve that target?
Yep.
And what will not be achieved here is we're not doing enough keeping people out of hospital, not needing hospital, in order to deal with the operation. So it's a difficult balance, but I think people have to recognize that. Where you spend money is really important. And are you actually delivering a better health service by hitting these targets? Who knows?
So where do you spend it? Do you spend it at the GP at the very start, or further up the chain before you get to the emergency?
I think increasingly all the evidence is that the earlier you spend it in the chart, if you like, the earlier you spend it, the better. You get a better bang for your buck keeping people out of hospital than you do dealing with people in hospital. Now, that's no help to people who need the hospital, which you do at some stage of many illnesses, but earlier is better is the principle that should be followed, and that's all over the world. It's not a local thing.
Why don't we, then?
Good God knows. I think there's two basic reasons. One is our Health New Zealand, Te Whatu Ora, and its various previous incarnations were very hospital-driven. The DHBs were very hospital-driven, and that's part of our culture, is that the hospitals are the centre of it all, and that has to be dealt with over time, because it's not the answer. That's the first thing. I think the second thing is that it's the most obvious bit. It feels like if you build a theatre, do a certain number of operations, you'd look as if you've achieved more if you're a politician. Mm. It's a little bit harder to show, because it takes longer, that investing early is the place to be.
Would you bring targets back if you're in charge of all of this or not?
Yes, I would. I don't think there's anything wrong with targets. It's a matter of what they are and whether they are the most appropriate ones. But these were pretty much plucked out of the air based on political sensitivities, as far as I can see. And that's what's bedeviled our health system for a long time. I'm not blaming Dr. Reti specifically for this. It's just a repetition of what has got us to where we are.
Rob, appreciate it as always. Rob Campbell, former Health New Zealand chair, of course. Mike, I work at North Shore Hospital. We have 8 empty new operating rooms. My unit could easily hire more people, but were prevented by management in order to save costs, so these people go to Australia instead. It's nuts, eh?
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.